在约翰一书里面有说我将这个话写给你们，一共有几次
？How many times does the statement "these things I write to you" appear in the Book of John, First John？
我将这个话写给你们，一共有几次
？How many times did he mention "these things I write to you"？
第一次在哪里？
第一章第四节。
First time is mentioned, chapter 1, verse 4.
我将这话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
These things that we write to you, that your joy may be full.
那这些话是指的什么？
What are these words in reference to?
就是前面三节。
The three previous verses.
那最重要是第三节。
The most important is verse 3.
我将所看见、所听见传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交。所以第三节就讲两种团契。
Verse 3 mentions two types of fellowship.
那团契就是以神为中心，主耶稣为中心。
A fellowship is one in which is Christ and God-centered.
所以看见、听见、摸到，把这个。像互相的分享，这个就是团契。
A fellowship is when we share what we have seen, heard, and declare to one another.
这是弟兄姊妹的团契。
This is a fellowship between the members.
那我们跟主耶稣的团契。
Then there is another fellowship that we have with the Christ.
就是第一章以后一直讲的住在主里面，主也住在我们里面，这个就是跟神团契。
Which is mentioned in chapter 1.That we live in God and God in us. This is another type of fellowship.
那就透过三个，一个是透过神的道，一个是神的灵，一个神的爱。
This fellowship is through the Word of God, God's Spirit, and God's love.
常常祷告，圣灵充满，照着圣灵的运行来生活。
We pray often and be filled with the Holy Spirit and living according to the will of Holy Spirit.
就是。神住在我们里面，我们住在神里面。
In this way, we dwell in God and God in us.
常常梦想神的话，照神的话来做，这个就是跟神团契。
If we often contemplate on God's word and walk according to His commandments, this is a fellowship with God.
第三个就是爱。
The third one is love.
那这样我们天天就可以活得很喜乐。
In this way, we can live joyous every day.
这是第一个，我将这话写给你们。
This is the very first mention of these things I write to you.
那如果信仰生活没有喜乐
，If there's no joy in our life of faith，
很可能我们跟神没有很亲密的团契。
It's quite possible we don't have an intimate fellowship with God.
也可能弟兄姊妹没有团契。
And it's quite possible we don't have a close fellowship with our fellow brothers and sisters.
所以团契带给我们喜乐。
Fellowship will bring us gladness and joy.
好，那第二个哈，我将这个话写给你们第二次在哪里？
The second mention of these things I write to you.
第二章。
It's mentioned in chapter 2, verse 1.
我将这个话写给你们是要叫你们不犯罪。
These things I write to you so that you may not sin.
这个不犯罪也是我们基督徒的一个生活的目标。
Avoiding sin is also another objective of a Christian life.
那第二章的第一节，我将这个话写给你们，就是指前面这几节。
And chapter 2, verse 1, these things I write to you refers to the previous few verses.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第一章
Chapter 1, verse 7.
我们在光明中行，如同神在光明中行，就彼此相交。
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
所以不犯罪就是在光明中行，就不会犯罪。
If we don't sin, it means we are walking in the light.
光明就是不需要遮盖，不怕人知道。
Being in the light means we are not ashamed of letting people know what we have done.
那提起来不会羞耻的，这个就是光明。
Whatever is mentioned would not bring us shame. This is considered to be in light.
这样就不容易犯罪。
In this way, we will not easily sin.
那如果认犯罪有一个方法解决。
If we do sin, there is a way to resolve it.
就是承认自己的罪。
which is we confess of our sins.
第9节
Verse 9.
第一章啊, 神是信实, 要赦免我们的罪。
And God is faithful and just, He will forgive our sins.
那另外一个部分罪的方法就是, 要有爱。
Another way to avoid sinning is to have love.
那有爱是什么意思?
What does it mean to possess love?
如果爱啊, 那我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
凡遵守主的道, 爱神的心在祂里面实在是完全。
第二章第五节。 Chapter 2, verse 5. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him.
那从此我们就知道我们是在主里面的。
By this we know that we are in God.
这样就不会犯罪。
In this way we will avoid sinning.
遵守主的道。
So long as we keep in God's word.
那我们看第四节哈。
Let's read verse 4.
人若说我认识他却不遵守他的诫命就是说谎的。
He who says I know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar.
好，然后前面第三节。
Verse 3.
我们若遵守他的诫命就晓得是认识他。
Now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments.
这个认识含有这种亲密的味道。
The knowing has the implication of being intimate.
所以如果我们看那个创世纪啊。
If we turn to Genesis.
创世纪第4章。
Genesis chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
有一日，那人和他的妻子夏娃同房，她就怀孕生了该隐。
Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain.
如果我们读英文很清楚啊 ，knew 亚当认识夏娃。
In English, it's very plain. Adam knew Eve.
那中文就翻作是夫妻之间的关系。
In Chinese, it's translated into being intimate between the husband and wife.
所以如果一个人说他跟神很亲近，很亲密，但是不遵守神的话，这是说谎的。If
a person claims to be close to God and yet lies, then he's making lie.
所以我们跟神关系好不好，一个很重要的指标就是我们有没有在行神的道。
So a very important signal whether or not we are in God is whether we keep His commandments.
那不犯罪从第七节开始。
Not sinning begins from verse 7.
那为什么遵守神的道就不会犯罪？
How is it that if we keep God's commandment, we will avoid sin?
如果我们看第一章的第八节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 8.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺真理，就不在我们心里。
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
因为真理，神的话进到我们里面，这个标准进去，罪就会出来。Because
when the truth or the standard of God enters into us, sin will be revealed.
所以叫做真理就不在我们心里。如果真理在我们心里，我们的罪一定会跑出来。
Or this is what it means, the truth is not in us, that's why we sin. If the truth is in us, then sin will be revealed.
那如果我们常常遵守神的道，就不会犯罪。
If we often keep God's commandments, then we will avoid sin.
那从第七节开始，第二章。
From chapter 2, verse 7.
第二章的第七节就是在讲爱。
Chapter 2, verse 7 speaks of love.
那我们就从第七节一直看到 11节。
Read from verse 7 to 11.
为什么爱这么重要？
How come love is so important?
第七节到11节, 为什么爱这么重要？
Why is love so important? What can you glean from verse 7 to 11?
爱可以遮掩一切的过犯。在第几节？ 就从第七节到十四。 第11节来找答案，为什么爱这么重要？
Let's try to find the answer of the importance of love from verse 7 to 11.
7-11,
why is love so important?
在信仰生活中
in our life of faith.
夏弟兄，
是不是在那个主耶稣好像有吩咐一条新命令？嗯，说要彼此相爱。
Oh, there is a mention of the Lord gave a new commandment to love one another. The new commandment mentioned in verse 8 is that in reference to the new commandment of love.
对，耶稣讲新命令就是相爱，对。
彼此相爱。
是。
That is correct. Lord Jesus' new commandment is love one another.
对，那现在就是从第七节到十一节来找答案了。为什么爱这么重要
？So we're trying to find the reason why love is so important from verse 7 to 11.
是在第十节，是在光中，是第十节。对，最重要哈，爱就是在光明中。
To be in love means he is in the light.
那恨在哪里？在黑暗里面。
He who hates is in darkness.
那为什么这么重要？
Why is it so important?
因为神是光明。
Because God is light.
如果在爱中跟神才有相交。
Only those who remain in love will be in fellowship with God.
如果在恨里面哦，黑暗呢，就跟神没有团契。
If we remain in hate, we are in darkness, and we have no part with God.
那这样就了解说爱很重要。
So this is how we know love is so critical.
因为爱会把恨拿掉。
Because with love, we can remove hatred.
这样我们才能够住在光明中。
Only then can we live in light.
跟神相亲。
And to be intimate with God.
所以不论任何事情发生，家庭的事情，婚姻的事情，社会的事情一定要用爱来胜过恨。
So regardless of whatever happens in our family, in church, in society, we have to overcome hatred with love.
让我们才能够跟神有很亲密的关系。
Only then can we draw nearer to God with intimacy.
如果我们让恨来胜过爱就是被罪所胜过。
If we allow hatred to overcome love, then we have been defeated by sin.
那这样我们跟神的关系就越来越远。
In this way, we will become further and further away from God.
那十一节
Verse 11.
恨弟兄是在黑暗里。
He who hates his brother is in darkness.
那他在黑暗行也不知道往哪里去。
And walks in darkness and does not know where he is going.
因为黑暗叫他眼瞎。
Because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
这是真的
This is true.
一个人如果被恨充满
When a person is infatuated by hatred,
他真的是眼瞎了。
He truly has become blinded.
没有办法走正确的道路。
He can no longer walk on this righteous path.
没有办法做正确的决定。
He cannot make a right decision.
他也不知道要往哪里去。
Nor does he know where he's headed.
所以我们这个家庭生活如果被恨充满我们就不晓得往哪里去。
So if our family life is infused by hatred, then we don't know where we're heading.
但是如果被爱充满
But if we are filled by love,
在光明中
then we are walking in the light.
我们知道我们的家庭会往哪里去。
Then we will know where our family is headed.
光明中就带领我们进到神的国里面了。
And when we are in light, we are heading toward God's kingdom.
就是公义、平安、喜乐。
Which is of righteousness, peace, and joy.
所以无论任何事情发生绝对不能够有恨。
So regardless of whatever happens, we should never allow hate to possess us.
恨就眼瞎了。
Because when we are in hatred, we have become blinded.
恨就迷了路。
And with the hatred, we'll be lost.
这是相当重要的一个教训。
And this is a very important teaching.
再来看从十四节开始。
Let's read from chapter 2, verse 14.
前面说不要犯罪。
Previous to that, it mentions do not sin.
我们也知道要遵守神的道，然后要有爱，这样就不会犯罪。
We know that we have to obey God's commandment and to practice love. In this way, we will avoid sinning.
那从十四节一直到十七节。
from verse 14 to 17.
啊，这个不要犯罪，还有一个我们要追求的是什么？要做什么才不会犯罪？
There's another pursuit in which we have to exercise in order to avoid sin.
神的道常存在你心里。
十四到十七。
From verse 14 to 17.
要你一直读啊，有一个重点在里面。你这个重点抓到了，就不会犯罪。
There's a main idea in this.
对。不要爱世界。
So now, verse 15, do not love the world.
哦，好。那为什么不要爱世界，我们才不会犯罪？
Why is it that if we do not love the world, we will not sin?
好。如果我看那个十六节。
In verse 6.
世界是什么？
What is the world consist of?
所以这个世界哈，我们常常了解世界，好像都是世界的物质，不是这个。
We often associate the world with whatever is material, but that is not necessarily true.
啊，你买了一个房子就是爱世界，不是这样。
It doesn't mean that if you buy a house, you love the world.
世界指三件事情。
The world refers to three elements.
啊，肉体的情欲。
The lust of the flesh,
眼目的情欲,
the lust of the eyes,
啊, 今生的骄傲,
and the pride of life.
那这个情欲就是超过道理的欲望。
The lust is defined as anything desire that goes beyond God's commandments.
所以欲望啊，没有超过道理，这个就不是情欲。
If our desire does not exceed God's commandment, then it's not considered as lust.
所以要分别是不是情欲哦，就是要有道理，我们才分得清呢。
In order to differentiate whether or not a desire is lust, is whether we need to understand what the word is.
所以世界的人哦，不明白道理，他没有办法分清这是情欲还不是情欲。
The people of the world do not understand the truth of God.That's why they cannot differentiate what is desire and lust.
那既然分不清哦，而且活在罪里面，自己就不知道。
And since they cannot differentiate, so it's hard to tell for themselves to tell whether they're in sin.
那第一个是肉体的情欲。
The first is the lust of the flesh.
那肉体有很多的欲望。
The flesh has many desires.
那超过圣经的教训，那个就是情欲。
Whatever desire that surpasses the teachings of the Bible will be considered as a lust.
所以圣经说，神叫我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐，这个神的恩典啊。
The Bible tells us that when we have clothes to wear, food to eat, then we should be content. This is out of God's grace.
但是如果吃，去吃拜偶像的，或者说，婚外的男女关系，那这个就是情欲。
But if we eat the food that has been idol worshipped or to have an extramarital affair, then this is belonging to the lust.
所以第一个啊。
So the first one.
那第二个。
Second.
眼目的情欲。
The lust of the eyes.
神创造很美妙的世界让我们欣赏，这个不是情欲。
God has created a wonderful world for us to appreciate, and that is not considered a lust of eyes.
但是如果看色情杂志、色情网站，这个就是情欲。
But if we were to look at, watch the pornographic magazines or websites, then that's considered a lust of the eyes.
因为这也是超过道理。
Because that has gone beyond the word of God.
那今生的骄傲。
The pride of life.
神给我们有机会做很多事情。
God gives us many chances for doing many things.
但是如果是为着爱神爱人，这是好的。
And if we do things out of a desire to love God and love others, they'll be considered good.
但是我们所做的，如果是为着荣耀自己，要夸耀自己，要为着面子，这个就是今生的骄傲，虚荣心。
But if we do something out of the motive of bringing glory to ourselves or self-pride,then that it would be considered the pride of life.
所以很多事情哦，我们要判断对不对，要从动机来看。
A lot of things we want to differentiate whether right or wrong, we start with the motive.
荣耀神就是好的。
If we glorify God, then it's considered good.
我们叫我们的孩子认真读书。
We tell our children to study hard.
将来可以为神做一点工作。
In the future, they can work for God.
那如果说啊，那认真读书读到好学校，父母到处去夸，那个叫做虚荣心，天生的骄傲。
But if a child can study very hard and get into honorable schools, and the parents go about bragging about it, then that will be considered the pride of life.
所以啊，一个人是不是贪爱世界啊，在乎他的心。
So whether or not a person is in love with the world depends on his heart.
好，那再找一个第三个啊，我将这个话写给你们是在哪里？
And what, where's the third mention of these things I write to you?
26.
Verse 26.
这是第三次，我将这话写给你们。
This is the third mention of these things I have written to you.
是指着那引诱你们的人说的。
Concerning those who try to deceive you.
其实在约翰年纪大的时候，已经到使徒教会的末期。
When John was, Apostle John was advanced in age, it was toward the very end of the apostolic church.
哦，那这个教会里面已经有异端。
And there was already heresy in the church.
好，那其中有一个异端哈，就是如果看二十二节。
One of the heresies recorded in verse 22.
那不认识耶稣，说谎的啊，是不是那不认识耶稣基督的吗？啊，不认父啊与子的，这就是敌基督的。
Who is a liar? But he who denies that Jesus is the Christ, he is antichrist who denies the Father and the Son.
因为当时哈、啊，有的人就有一种新的理论出来。
In those days, there was a new school of thought.
就是否定耶稣的。他是神的儿子。
Which is they deny Jesus is the Son of God.
怎么有可能神就变成人了？
How is it possible that God could possibly turn into a human being?
所以他对耶稣的认识啊，跟圣经里面记载耶稣的认识不一样。
So their understanding of Jesus Christ is different from the scriptures.
那这一些啊，不跟圣经教训不合的这些异端哈、啊，会引诱人。
And many of these heresies that are in, that contradicts the teachings in the Bible will lure people away.
所以约翰在写信给他们哈，你如果不认子的就没有父啊，二十三节。
This is why John wrote in verse 23, whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either.
认子的连父也有了。
He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also.
所以如果不相信耶稣的神性，信仰改变了。连神也没有了。
So whoever denies that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then he doesn't possess the faith either.
所以这个信仰改变会影响得救。
And this the change, the nature of the gospel will also affect our salvation.
好，那我们现在再从这个后半段来看，从18节来看。
Let's read from verse 18.
我们常常听到敌基督，敌基督从哪里来？
We often hear of Antichrist. Where does Antichrist come about?
我找找看，从十八节来看。
Let's read from verse 18.
一直读到二十三节，敌基督的从哪里来？
18 to verse 23. Where does Antichrist come from?
中间出去。对，所以要很谨慎哦。敌基督不是外面进来，从我们中间出去。
Antichrist doesn't come from outside, but rather goes out from amongst us.
我们看十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
他们从中间出去，却不属我们。若属我们，就必仍与我们同在。
19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us.
因为神的羊哦，听神的声音了。
Because the Lamb of God listens to the voice of God.
那当时使徒教会他有一群人发明了新的理论。
And during the apostolic church, there were a group of people who developed a new theory.
那这个不是神的声音啊。
And these were not the voice of God.
那这个新的理论跟神原来的声音不一样。
These new philosophies are a changed tone from God's voice.
它不一样怎么办？合不来就出去了。
What happens when they're different from the original? Then they departed.
那这叫做敌基督啊。
And these are considered the Antichrist.
那他如果属于同一个群体，他对主耶稣的认识会一样，他就不会分出去了。
If they belong to the same body, then they would have the same recognition and understanding of God, and they would not depart.
啊，所以我们教会里面有共信之道。
In our church, we have a common faith.
啊，十大信条。
The ten articles of faith.
更重要的里面的五大教义。
And more importantly, the five doctrines, five major doctrines.
洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐礼、安息日、圣灵。
The water baptism for washing, Holy Communion, the Sabbath, and Holy Spirit.
这个如果看法不一样，到最后会出去的。
If we differ in the understanding of these truths, then finally, we will split apart.
哦，所以这个要非常谨慎。
We have to be very cautious.
哦，如果有任何一个说法跟我们共信之道不同，哦，不要让它发酵。
If there is any kind of school of thought that differs from our understanding of the common faith, then we should not allow it to ferment and develop.
发酵，教会会分裂。
Because we allow this yeast to grow, our church will split apart.
发酵就有一群人会出去的。
And with the yeast, there will be a group of people will split away from church.
哦，所以我们与圣经的教训放在心里。
We have to store the teachings of the Bible within our heart.
有时候这样来观看周围，我们就有属灵的智慧可以判断。
And then we will have the spiritual wisdom to discern all things.
所以在这里约翰提醒他们。
And John reminded people.
因为我将这话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们人说的。
I write these things to you because of the people who are deceiving you.
引诱啊，就是说用似是而非的道理要求我们认同跟着他走，那就变成被引诱。
To deceive means to use a different teaching to lure people away, and that is a type of seduction.
所以第二章啊，从第一节到29节，我们来分享啊，有什么可以讨论？
So from in chapter 2, verse 1 to 29, if you have anything that you'd like to share or questions.
我可以问这12节到14节是
12啊。
为什么他这样写这样子？看起来很 confusing, 是什么意思？
Verse 12 to 14, why does he write this way? It seems confusing.
对，有一些确实是，它是奥秘，但刘长老没想过。
那是不是因为我们信徒每一个人都是会 go through different stages？
哦，
是不是那个意思？还是
？This is a rather of a mystery.
来，我你再读一遍，用英文读。
Read it from verse 12. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known Him who is from the beginning.I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known Him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one.
看起来他前面那个称呼是指着各种不同年龄层的人。
So from
different age.
From the beginning, you can tell that he is addressing people of different age groups, it seems.
属灵的道理我们是可以了解的，但是为什么用不同的称呼来讲这些道理，这个要值得我们来思考。
So why does Apostle John address each different type of people, you know, with different titles? Deserves some thinking.
我们想想看哈。如果有答案，我们等一下再回来。
Okay, we'll think about this and come back to it.
一节到二十九节，有没有其他可以分享
？Do you have anything to share from verse 1 to
29? 这个恩膏是指圣灵。
对，恩膏就是指圣灵。
The anointing refers to the Holy Spirit.
恩膏的教训就是圣灵感动我们，教导我们。
The teaching of the anointed refers to teachings from the Holy Spirit by moving us.
所以约翰一书里面的住在主里面，其中有一个就是圣灵。
So in 1 John, when it mentions that dwelling in Jesus Christ, refers one of it refers to having the Holy Spirit.
第三章的最后啊，得圣灵就是神住在我们里面。
In chapter 3, at the very end, to be victorious is to have Holy Spirit dwell inside of us.
好，那恩膏的教训哦，照圣灵的感动引导来，这样我们就是住在神。
We are anointed, and we follow the compelling by the Holy Spirit, and we have been anointed. We are abiding in the Holy Spirit.
3. What is the meaning of the number 5? But if anyone obeys this 4, love for God is truly made complete in them. Is truly made complete in them? Meaning?
我找，我听不清楚。
他说第五句这是什么意思？凡遵守主道的爱神的心，在他里面实在是完全的。从此我们知道我们是在主里面。
他是说爱是完全那个地方。
哦 ，OK， 遵守主的道哈，在爱神的心全部完全。有人问主耶稣哈，说你的诫命哪一条最大
？There are some people who came to Jesus Christ and asked.Which one of the commandments is the greatest?
啊，因为圣经这么大本啊，到底哪一条最大
？Because the Bible is so thick, so which one of the commandments is the greatest?
哦，主耶稣说，圣经的教训综合起来两点，一个是爱神，一个是爱人。
Lord Jesus says that when you summarize all the laws and commandments, it boils down to two points. One is to love God, the other is to love people.
哦，所以遵守主的道，爱神的心就完全。
So whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him.
比方说十诫
For instance, the Ten Commandments.
前面四诫就是爱神。
The beginning four commandments refers to loving God.
后面六诫就是爱人。
The last six commandments in reference to loving others.
所以遵守十诫就是爱神也爱人。
So if we keep the Ten Commandments, then we are loving God as well as loving others.
Yeah.
I have a question on verse 11. It says that he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness. Does not know where he's going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Now, in whether in church or in family or in society, you can't possibly expect to get along with everyone. So what happens when just you try to reconcile but there's no reconciliation?And then you just end up with just ignoring each other because there's no reconciliation. Can we still claim to be in the light? Or are we walking in darkness? If this kind of situation persists, where two parties just ignore each other, there may not be any more animosity. It's just that if they see each other, they just ignore each other.And they already bury the hard feelings. They don't think about it. But just when they see each other, they pretend they don't see each other. So it doesn't rouse up the negative feelings.
所以讨论一下。
我的问题就是说，在第十一节说到，唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里，而且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。那不管是在家庭或者是在教会或者是在社会上不可能说你跟大家都处得很和睦偶尔也会碰到一些人就是你就是没有办法跟他们和好那假使说过去你曾经有跟他有过什么恨啊还是什么那些纷争的那些就是不愉快的事情但是后来互相就是看到互相的时候就假装没有看到那就不要再去回想之前的那些不好的记忆那如果说两者都是在教会里面那这样的话是不是这两个人没有行在光里面
对你这个很好的问题、啊、大家讨论一下是不是这样就没有在光明里面这个彼此就不看到就是让他过去但是也没有打招呼也没有那是不是都在这样就是在黑暗里面还是在光明里面这个很实际的问题啊这个在讨论
再回来
啊
灰色的地带，
灰色的地
带，灰色的 gray area，
灰色也是很惨嘛，灰色也是很惨
嘛。哎，我大家分享一下，看你有什么看法。
Just share if you have any kind of thoughts.
What does that answer?
As she said, then if we are ignoring each other, that means we are in a gray area. We're not black or white. We're not in light or darkness. We're in a gray area.
我在想说，有时候互相会有bitterness 哈，其实是讲英文好。Sometimes when people have bitterness, they actually, maybe they already forgave them, but they can't forget. They forgave them, but they cannot forget it. So the question is, when they don't forget, have they really forgiven? And if that bitterness is still there, then there's always going to be that coldness, that barrier. And if there is that barrier, can we claim that we are in a light?I don't think so, because grayness means if there is no light, then it's still darkness. So I think if we can have a heart of Christ, that's the hardest training that we have, the hardest spiritual cultivation is to be able to think and have the mind of Christ. Because today is not, our enemy is not our brothers and sisters, it's the evil one that's among us, that's making us using our weakness to hurt one another.And if we can think of them as new creatures, the way that God looks at us is that we are all covered and bought by the blood of Christ. So we have our sins and we've been paid by the blood of Christ, and they too. But for us to continue to hold these grudges is when we cannot remember the blood of Christ, and we cannot see others with the same eyes that God sees them.And then we forget about the enemy within.
So, someone.
I think if we don't, we forgive, but we don't forget completely, we don't forgive. Because when we forgive, that we forget.
So, it's.真的有赦免的话就会把它忘记，那如果不能忘记，我们自己以为说我们已经赦免，但实际上还是记得的话，那就不是实在的赦免。
我好像听传道人在讲，就是我们兄弟姐妹的爱其实还是主的爱，我们就是因为在因为有主的爱，所以我们要爱兄弟姐妹，真的这样。所以你要是没爱兄弟姐妹，就不要爱主，都这样。
So the sister said that if you have the love of God, then you will extend that love to your fellow brothers and sisters.
So 好像我们兄弟姐妹会相爱，就是说在主里面的相爱。
We love one another in the Lord.
Is
there a gray area between love and hate? Because this verse is very clear. It's either black or white, light or darkness. There is nothing in between, right? It's very clear cut.
Yeah. 觉得哦，这个光明跟黑暗是不相容的，对不对？那光一定要有一个根源来，没有根源的。
So light and darkness have no part with each other.And light has to have a light source.
所以这里讲说爱弟兄就住在光明当中，他没有说不爱弟兄在光明，他说爱弟兄才在光明当中。
It says here, if you love your brother, then you are living in the light.
那我想，如果我们可以解释说，这个他说恨弟兄是在黑暗当中，那当然你也许不恨，但是 当我们说我们在光当中，表示我们在往光的这个根源走，这个方向最。
When we abide in love, when we abide in light, it means that we are pursuing after the direction of light.
所以，当我们没有爱弟兄的心的时候，这也许也没有恨弟兄，但是没有爱的时候，我们就不是朝这个光的来源的方向走。
If we don't hate our brother, nor do we love them, then we are not really going toward the light.
那我们知道这个光的来源，光的根源就是神。
We know that the source of light is God.
所以当我们没有这样做爱弟兄的时候，我们不是朝着方向走的时候，我们就是这个，所以没有被光吸引。我想这个光就是没有这么亮。
So if we are not heading toward the direction of light, then maybe we're not shining so bright anymore.
光没有重量就是灰，就是灰，
就往这个方向不对，就是
灰色地带了。光没有重量。
So if we're not in a very bright spot, then we are in a dark gray area. In a gray area.
就是你光看不到灰啊，就是不是光就是黑啊，你没有。
没有啊，哪有完全是这样？有时候也没有那么光啊，有一百度，
没有三十度，一百度。可是你想看，你说，可是那还是光啊，光不是黑啊。
没有那么黑
耶。我要想，这个光是变得没有错了，但是你面对光跟背对光的感觉都不一样，是不是？
我只是记得说那个姐妹她分享说，神在教她说。
你不会问这个事情。
So light, wait, hang on. So light is it's different. If you are facing the light or we are facing away from the light.That sense of light can change, even though light itself, in it of itself, there is no shades of gray. Light is pure light.
I remember there's a sister that said that when she was being taught by Jesus how to sort her thoughts, to cast out the dark thoughts and to keep the light thoughts. But then when she was trying to sort through the gray thoughts, she didn't know how to do that. So.The Holy Spirit taught her whatever thoughts that didn't have light, then cast it away. But if it has light, then you keep it. So you still have to sort them out.
有一位姐妹，她祷告的时候，就是神跟她讲说有亮的，有光亮的想法，还有黑暗的想法。那她，但是这位姐妹她不知道说灰色的想法要怎么办。那圣灵就告诉她说。就是只要不是光的想法，那就要全部都把它去除掉。
Because at that time she was trying to apply and to learn a verse that says, capture all your thoughts and bring it into submission to Christ.
因为当时她在思考说要怎么行出这道道理，就是说要怎么走在光里面。
那个经节说要把你的。圣经有写一个经节说要把你的每一个思想
心思念
怎么样抓 bring into submission under Christ 那一节我不知道不会怎么讲
要把所有的思想全部都要顺服主耶稣
哥林多后书第十章
2 Corinthians chapter 10
对，那就是这一节。他说那时候神训练他说，不能想坏的事情，不能对任何人想什么坏的事情。然后他说他学了好久，学两年，就是说这个。
So this sister was being taught by God to learn this very particular lesson here for 2 years that we have to throw away anything that is not in alignment to God.
And 然后他就譬如说，他见证说他好的那个有亮光的想法，就是感谢神，要往好的想法，不要批评人的，不要那些想法，都是感谢神的话。
So what's considered to be thoughts of light, are things that you show appreciation that you're thankful for.And we don't speak any ill of others.
It's all positive, nothing negative. 然后他说他训练到他不知道一年还是两年后的时候，有一次神就给他考试。
So So after a couple of years of training, once God gave her this test.
那时候那个考试就是说她要带牧道子去布道会的时候就突然间她家里一个水灾。
In which when she was about to bring a true seeker to the church, she suddenly had a flooding problem in her home.
他们刚换地板，然后刚修了很多东西，结果突然间水从上面都流下来，全部地板都坏掉了。然后他就心里本来要开始想说，为什么神没有保守我们家？为什么我要带做圣工？那他还这样对我这样子。
So when her house suddenly had a water break, and she had just redone the flooring in her home. So her house was basically destroyed. All the flooring was destroyed. And she her immediate thought was wanting to blame God and said, I'm doing good work for you. I'm bringing people to church. Why do you allow this kind of terrible thing to happen to me?
那当水从上面泼下来，然后他脚又踏了一大堆水的时候，他真的开始想要发怨言的时候，他马上想到说， 这一节圣经就在讲说，就是每一个想法都要 bring it under the subjection to Christ， 就是说你每一个思想其实是要听从神的那个意思，所以他就说，他就赶快用感谢，他就开始想说，我可以哪里感谢神？他就开始感谢神说，哦，还好他妈妈没有来，那么他妈妈脚来，一定跌倒然后受伤一样这样子。Okay,
so just about when she was about to grumble. She immediately thought of this verse, which is bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, so submit to God in every thought. And so she started thinking, what kind of positive things can she think of? So she immediately thought that, well, at least her mother wasn't with her. If she was with her, then she would probably slip and fall.
然后他又开始感谢神说，哦，他不是弄木地板，他那时候真的很久想要木地板，结果他先生说用瓷的地板，所以还好那水不会说用太怎么样。
And she also gave thanks that good thing she didn't put down wooden floor because that's what she wanted to do originally. But her husband said, no, we just go with tile. And so water didn't have too much damage on the tile floor.
但是他就见证说，当他开始所想的时候，那圣灵就开始充满，他就开始祷告，就开始非常喜乐。
So when she began to have all these positive thoughts, she was filled by the Holy Spirit, and she began to pray, and she was overjoyed.
那他就开始笑，没有哭。
And she began to laugh instead of cry.
啊，谢谢。好，那这个。 人跟人的关系也没有恨，那也没有来往，也没有交往，这要怎么解决？
So how do we resolve the issue of where we have no dealing with another person? There is no hatred, but there is no greeting of any sort. How do we resolve that?
这个第十节啊，verse 10，第九节第十节，verse 9 and 10。 人都没有爱，人说自己在光明中却恨弟兄，他如今还是在黑暗里啊。然后第十节啊，爱弟兄的就是住在光明中啊，在他并没有半跌的缘由。那个半跌的缘由，那个英文怎么讲？
In verse 10, he who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him.
会跌倒，就不会有东西让他跌倒。爱弟兄的就在住在光中，在他并没有让他跌倒的理由。没有让自己，是让别人。让他自己。爱弟兄的就不会跌倒，没有跌倒的理由。那恨弟兄就会跌倒，因为那个恨就是黑暗，就是罪，就会让他跌倒。
And so those who love his brother would not have a cause to be stumbled. But if a person hates another, then that would become a cause for his stumbling. That's his stumbling block.
其实刚刚那个恩典讲得很清楚，就是你有这个不好的就要去追求，去祷告，求圣灵给我改变我的心。就他讲的就是对。那你这样一直讲讲，就可能以后你要去追求，不要去恨啊。 可能就是要这样。我想跟你讲的是，就是这样追求。
Sister Lu says that we just have to pursue positive thoughts. If we have any kind of negative thoughts or hatred, then we have to pray to remove, to be away from them. And we have to pursue in this direction. Let's continue to do so. Then we will be joyous.
This is a pursuit.
那个在光明中的话，祷告会痛，对不对？啊，假使说我们不是我们恨人家，人家恨我们的时候，啊，这是马太福音第五章啊，第五章的23节啊，23节。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 23, if we don't hate other people, but other people hate us.
那个到23节到24节里面讲到，你要去献祭的时候。你想到什么？不是我去得罪人家，是人家得罪我。然后我们要去找那得罪我们的人，跟他和好，然后再来献祭。
In verse 23 and 24, it mentions that when we are bringing our gift to the altar and we remember there's a brother has something against us, not because we have something against others, it's other people against us, then we have to leave our gift there and go and reconcile to that brother first.So this type of offer, offering a sacrifice is prayer. So if we want God to listen to our prayer, we have to follow likewise. This is the gray area we had mentioned before we must overcome.In Hebrew language, love is the word love is manifested in five different words. And so the love amongst the people is called agape. But usually in English we use three types of love. One is a lust, which is referring to passion.And then the filial, which is a conditional love between brothers and sisters. The unconditional love between the Heavenly Father and us is called agape. There's no strings attached.
So,我们在追求来讲，在实际生活来讲，开始追求是兄弟姊妹之间的爱。
When we first interact with others, we are pursuing for the love between brothers and sisters.
那么那种爱是有条件的。
But that kind of love is conditional.
啊，你爱我一分，我就爱你一分。
If you love me 10%, I love you 10%.
你爱我五分，等我就爱你五分。
If you love me 50%, I reciprocate 50%.
你不爱我，我不爱你。
If you don't love me, I don't love you.
哦，这个是人，我们。弟兄姊妹相处的时候的，这个是一般的就是这种现象。
So this is the ordinary, everyday, average love between people.
但是这个是主耶稣要求的，不是这个，要我们再努力，要像天父的爱，那是没有条件的爱，要努力去学，那就是你帮助我们才可以达到。
But Lord Jesus wants us to pursue further and elevate our love to a point where the love is unconditional.And that requires the power from the Holy Spirit in order to attain. So let's say a person offended me. So of course you don't feel so good about it. But we still have to keep the commandments. But we still cannot let go of that bad memory. So when we pray, we can't really be fully released.
但是你要想在光明中的话
那个是阴影啊，那个东西变成阴影啊。
But if we think about being in the light, that harboring of that memory will become a shadow to us.
那这个才说圣灵的能力，圣灵的帮助就在这个地方，才能够胜过，才能够胜过。
So it's only with the power from the Holy Spirit we can overcome this dark shadow of remnant.
所以我们从南希腊文的那几个字的角度的层面来看，然后到我们从圣灵的角度，从圣灵的帮助去学习。这是学习的，不是说我们一信主就可以做到，没那回事的。那个是一步一步的来，慢慢的追求。
And this is a learning process. We have to go step by step, not something that we can get instantaneously.
你看那个约瑟的儿子
，If we look at
他有两个儿子，一个是忘了吧。
Joseph had two sons. One of the sons, his name means to forget. But every time he calls his name, he actually remembered. His purpose, original intent, was to forget. But every time he calls his son's name, then everything comes flooding back again. This is a human nature. How do we overcome it?
现在好是有圣灵帮助。
So we have this benefit because we have the Holy Spirit to help us.
才有办法把那个刚才讲的灰色地带才有办法去把它处理掉。
And so we can overcome that gray area.
这理解当然是这样。
结论啊，若有人在基督里，就是新造的。旧事已过，都变成新事。
So the conclusion is that if a person is in Christ, he has become a new creation. The old man has passed, and a new person begins.
极力进到基督里啊，更新变化。
So we have to strive to enter into Christ and become a new being.
那过去就过去了，一切都变新了。
And let anything bygones be bygones. Let everything be anew.
时间到，我们一起来祷告。
And let's pray together.
那个祷告，帮杨长老祷告，还要向。